Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Joined now by Ted Wynn, who covers the Raiders and does film study for the Athletic. Got to say, man, I checked out your Twitter account. You were deep in the weeds on some of this stuff. I really enjoyed it. For all those, like, football nerds and how things happen guys, they're going to love your Twitter account for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, cover the game from a different angle and just dive into the film and strategy of things.
Ted, it's good to talk to you again, my brother. I love that you changed the Twitter bio to Purveyor of Truth of the All 22. If that isn't the best, I don't know what is.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just kind of thought of it out of the whim and kind of fits what I do.
So talk to me about the Raiders. Why do they refuse to throw to their wide receivers?
Well, there's just not a lot of receiving talent with the Raiders this year. Obviously, they had Antonio Brown come in during the offseason, and we all know how that went down. And just losing a guy like that before the season, especially when you kind of plan your whole offense around getting him the ball, it's tough. And they signed Tyrell Williams, but he's more of a number two receiver, and he, you know, it's not a guy that could beat double coverage or extra attention that well. And then they lost Hunter Renfro, who was starting to come on. The receiving talent is just not very deep with the Raiders right now.
Two questions, or a two-part question, which is not great radio, but we're going to do it anyway. Is Derek Carr good, and does John Gruden think Derek Carr is good?
That's tough. I mean, because one thing that I've learned with covering the Raiders and covering John Gruden, it's very hard to decipher what he really means when he says things. So it's tough. And I think that Carr is in a year where they're really evaluating his play, and he's done some good things this year. He had some stretches where he played really well, and he's played well for the most part. And obviously these last two games, getting blown out by the Jets and then getting blown out by Kansas City, leaves a really bitter taste in your mouth, and Carr did not play well in those two games. But for the most part, he has played well this year, and he's still up for evaluation. I think these last four games is really going to tell you a lot, and tell John Gruden a lot about where he is and how good of a quarterback he really is.
Teams are testing the Titans defense deep a lot more recently. Obviously, they're having some injuries in the secondary. What are you seeing as you kind of look at the matchup? Where can they be exploited by the Raiders when they are trying to take on this Titans defense that's still in the top 10 in points allowed?
Yeah, I think that they play a very aggressive style of defense, and when you play a very aggressive style of defense, sometimes you can get beat deep, but they do have some talent on their front, and they could get after a pass in the quarterback a little bit with Harold Landry. But I think that against the Raiders, they're probably going to test the Raiders with single high coverage. I think they're more of a two deep team, but I think they're going to play a lot of cover one and really challenge these receivers to beat them on outside. And if the Raiders can't beat them on outside with Tyrell Williams going deep, then I think the Raiders are going to be in for a long day because they're going to be able to stack the box and play one high safety.
It's pretty interesting to me. Carr's only been sacked, 18 times on the season, and the Titans have got two guys that have been sacked a lot more than that.
Yeah. Part of it is the protection has been a lot better. Left tackle Colton Miller, who was a first-round draft pick last year, has really improved. And Trent Brown, the big money right tackle, has been playing really well. But he actually showed up on the injury report with a knee injury. He didn't practice yesterday with a pectoral injury. So his status is kind of up in the air, and that's something we got to watch out for.
How much are you enjoying Josh Jacobs this year, Ted? I mean, he is spectacular to watch from afar. Obviously, being hurt half the season, it sounds like he's really been toughing it out and still been able to continue to elevate the level of his play. What makes him such a special back, or are they doing things schematically to make him better?
Well, it's a combination, because coming out of Alabama, he did not have a lot of carries, did not have a lot of film. But what you did see was a very mature runner who had great vision. He knew, had good understanding of run concepts. He knew when to make his cut. He knew when to accelerate. He didn't run a good 40 time, but he has really good timing when it comes to his cuts and when to burst. And you see that translate to the NFL, and obviously the Raiders' offensive line is one of the better run blocking units in the league. And yeah, it's just kind of a perfect combo of a good inside runner with a strong power blocking offensive line. And that shoulder, playing through that shoulder injury, he revealed yesterday that he actually has been playing with a fractured shoulder, which is really impressive because when you watch him, he's not shying away from contact. He's still low on his shoulder. And yeah, he's just a tough kid, and obviously watching him has been really fun.
Defensively, they have not been very good, they meaning the Raiders, and they've been exploited a lot. It seems like they're getting worse as the season goes along. What is the main reason for the futility as you look through the film and observe this football team? Why is it that you're seeing this defense in such a precarious state at present?
Well, they have an inconsistent pass rush. The Raiders' best pass rusher is rookie Max Crosby right now.
And he's
come on of late, but the other rushers around him have been inconsistent. They added Deion Jordan, who's got some juice. The interior rush really hasn't been there. The Raiders' first round of draft pick, Cullen Farrell, really is kind of non-existent in the pass rush. So that, when you combine that with the inexperience in the secondary and the injuries in the secondary, it is really tough to contain passers. They have been surprisingly good against the run, but they've just been getting gashed in the past. They can't cover guys for that very long, and the pass rush has just not been consistent.
Are you buying Ryan Tannehill?
You know, he surprised me with how well he played. I think that if he takes the Titans to playoffs and win a playoff game, I will buy Tannehill stock.
Well, I mean, they are obviously utilizing. He's playing really well with play action. Obviously, the offense goes through Derrick Henry, but the yards per attempt is astronomical with him, and he's been so efficient. They are, it seems, making the game easier on him, and I don't know if that's a product of what they're doing, because we were sitting here ripping, or at least me personally. I don't know about Jason and Mickey, but Arthur Smith, it seems, throughout the course of the year, was trying to figure things out, obviously first-time play caller, but now things have really seemed to kick it into gear at the right time, and the quarterback switch seems to have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, he played well. You got to give him credit. And I think that him and Carr almost fall in the same category where they can be very good quarterbacks in the right situation. You get them a good run game. You get them some weapons. You get the play action game going, and they could be very good. And Tannehill has, I think he's even improved from his time in Miami. So I'm glad to see him starting to play well.
Ted, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. People want to follow you at FB_film analysis. We'll get there. Again, thanks for the time, and we'll catch up to you again soon, man.
Thanks for having me on.